Welcome to Healthy Family Connections, the podcast for families wanting out-of-the-box solutions to parenting and relationship challenges, with your host, psychotherapist and author of Ending the Parenting Control Battle, Neil D. Brown.
Children will surprise us with a host of challenging behaviors that we never expected, and yet somehow need to figure out how to deal with. On this week's podcast, we'll help a father with his chronically lying son. Today's Healthy Family Connections podcast, episode number 5, is called Dealing with a Chronically Lying Child, sponsored by Neil D. Brown, LCSW, and I'm your host, Neil D. Brown. And as you just heard today, we're going to talk about dealing with a chronically lying child. It's a question sent in by Terry from Greendale, Wisconsin. And of course, we all know this is an educational podcast to give you great strategies for achieving your dream of a healthy and happy family, not a substitute for therapy when you need it. Let's go now to Terry's question. Terry writes in other podcasts I listen to, I have learned there is a correlation between how successful a child becomes and the ability for the child to lie. How important do you think trust is in a parent-child relationship? I don't think the point of the correlation is that I should encourage my kid to lie, but I think the point is that the smarter the kid is, or the more confident the kid is, the more likely he or she will be to think they are able to pull the wool over my eyes. I know my middle child is going to be successful because he lies to me all of the time. Do I call him out every time he lies, or do I let most of them slide and only call him out on the important ones? Then Terry goes on to express his concerns about the negative impacts of either coming down on his son or not coming down on him, and then he ends on an important question. Is trust a two-way street? That's a complicated question, Terry. Let's see what we can do here. Let's think a little about kids and truth-telling. Preschool children have a very thin grasp on the difference between fiction and truth. So making things up is common and normal. And then as kids get older, the ability to differentiate and the responsibility to tell the truth increases. Also, some kids will tend towards being transparent and open and truth-telling, and others will tend more towards privacy, evasiveness, avoidance, and not being truthful. So, Terry, I'm not familiar with the research that correlates lying as children with success later on, but I think it may have something to do with creativity and being goal-oriented. I don't think it's a good idea to think of it as he's smart enough to pull the wool over your eyes. There's lots of smart kids that lean more towards telling the truth and smart kids that would lean more towards evasiveness. I think the interpretation runs the risk of taking it too personally and seeing it more of as a contest of wits. So let's just think about your kid for a minute. I noticed you mentioned that he's a middle child. Is he looking for an identity among his siblings? Is this attention-seeking behavior? Does he get you going with his lies? Is he looking for independence? Is this a way to get what he wants and get away? I don't know exactly, and it might have something to do with his age and some of the dynamics, but let's just give him credit. And let's just say his lying is his best way of dealing with a situation. And what we want is for him to learn a different and better way. The word lying is pretty loaded. I would rather we start thinking about learning to tell the truth or learning to be honest. If you're a liar versus you're a kid who's still working on learning to be more honest, it's pretty negative thing. If we're learning on being honest, that's a more positive thing. that's a lie versus that isn't the truth. That's a lie is kind of an accusation and a put down. It isn't the truth means, okay, you know, let's learn to tell the truth. So if we put things in the positive, then your kid is on a learning curve for a skill. And that implies that he will learn the skill of honesty. I would point out that clearly your son has a father who cares very much and is agonizing over the best way to deal with his behavior without hurting him. So that's a fabulous thing that is already going on in your family. Let's go ahead. I'm going to assume that your kid is old enough to know he's lying. And from your description, it sounds like he's lying about most anything. For instance, if you ask him, I'm just making this up, but it would be typical if you asked him if he cleaned his room, he'll say yes, and whether or not he's cleaned his room. Or if you ask him if he hit his sister, why he hit his sister, he says he didn't. And then when you say you saw him, he'll say, well, she started it. So he just kind of takes the lying for granted in there. Did he do his homework? You can't trust his answer. So you've been struggling this for a while. Son, your son knows that you don't want him to lie, and yet he's persisting with the behavior. So let's think of the lying behavior as your son's role in a control battle, and your role is trying to figure out how to get him to stop without hurting his spirit. And this is going on chronically. It's not a good thing. So let's keep in mind a critical control battle ending concept. We cannot control our kids. They control their behavior. We control our parenting. So if we can find a way to end your participation in this chronic pattern, we'll be taking some really good steps forward. So rather than coming down on him every time he lies or not dealing with it when he lies, let's build a strategy here that's more positive and can bring him into the world of honesty. Let's start with a talk. One way we always want to start off a talk is to identify our kids' strengths. So I'm sure he's got many of them. He sounds bright. He sounds engaging. So let's start off with identifying his strengths. And maybe he's athletic. Maybe he's good at games. Maybe he's smart in school. I don't know what's going on for him, but let's just clarify all those strengths. And then let's clarify the value of honesty and the relationship between honesty, trust, as you mentioned earlier, and privileges. In other words, if he wants to earn privileges, if he wants stuff, we have to trust that he's going to use it appropriately, use it well, and that his responsibilities have been taken care of. And we need to trust that when he says he's got things taken care of, that in fact he does. So truth-telling is a big part of trust, and trust is a big part of earning privileges. And we all know what privileges are. They're a little different for each of us, but sometimes it includes, for sure, a lot of electronics these days. And sometimes it can mean, depending on the age of the kids, special treats or special events. But privileges are things that we earn by managing our responsibilities and having a good attitude, and honesty is a responsibility, and that's part of the deal. I would also ask him what he needs from you to help him learn to tell the truth. What does he want from you? What does he need from you? And that might give us some clues. He might be open and have some perfectly good ideas. You give me time, or you always like my sister better, or I have no idea. But he might get something. He might say nothing, or it's fine. But it's an important thing to ask, because then he knows that you're open to what he's got to say. So whether he has an answer for you or not, it's almost secondary. The fact that you're asking the question says, A, you want to help him, and B, you're available. So that's a good question to go to him with. And then And then you ask the question, is trust a two-way street? Well, in order for you to trust him, he needs to embrace honesty. In order for him to embrace honesty, he needs to trust you. In order for him to trust you, he needs to know that you will compassionately help him learn to do the right thing. So, yes, indeed, trust is a two-way street. I love your question. So then when your son lies, you can ask him, are you sure that's the truth? We'll check it out and we'll know. So it's best to tell the truth. That way you can build trust and earn privileges. Let's say you've done all that and then your son turns out he's lied. Well, you can say, you know, I see you're still working on trusting honesty, trusting telling the truth, and it might take you a while. It's not easy to change from one way of thinking and behaving to another, and I'll be patient. Of course, privileges don't come until, you know, he's made that switch dramatically. And it shouldn't be that every time he lies, he loses a privilege. It should be a bigger concept than that. I mean, he needs to be able to come forward and say, I really get it that honesty is important and I really am committed to working on honesty. Then if he makes a mistake and he lies, then we can simply say, okay, I see you're still working on that. What do you want to do to fix it? And then maybe he'll have an idea or you'll have an idea about how he can fix the lie. He can apologize. He can do something that acknowledges it wasn't okay. And then we can get right back on track. As long as he's working on it and he's got a positive attitude, then we can go forward with privileges. And if, on the other hand, you're taking away a privilege for every lie, and then it just becomes, once again, we're back into the control battle. So what we want to say is, look, we're on your side. We want to trust you, but you've got to be trustworthy, and that's about your intention. You are the one that has to decide if you're going to be trustworthy or not. And I'll be patient. When you're ready to be trustworthy, that's when you're going to get your privileges. And eventually, he'll get it, and he'll also have a dad who stayed with him, had the faith in him, and showed him the way. And it might take a little while for him to get there and for you to figure out how to dial this concept in, but it'll feel great when you get out of your control battle. So parents, if your kid is offering up an unacceptable behavior, a great way to deal with it is to clarify the positive behavior you're looking for. Let them work on it. Don't overreact to any poor behavior. Make it a learning opportunity and be the guide your kid needs. Know that they'll learn the many important lessons they need in life and that your love, your faith, and your leadership is a positive part of their journey. You do your part and just have the faith that they will do theirs. Thanks for joining us today. Remember to take care of yourselves. You need it. You deserve it. Bye for now.
You've been listening to Healthy Family Connections with Neil D. Brown. If you have a question you'd like answered, head over to neildbrown.com/submit and enter your question for Neil there. While you're there, be sure to sign up for his weekly offering. You may want to pick up a copy of Ending the Parenting Control Battle at your favorite bookstore or online retailer. Join us again for the Healthy Family Connections podcast.